So throughout our lives, we will make hundreds and thousands of decisions. Some of those decisions will be kind of pretty mundane. You will make choices about what socks you put on in the morning. You will make choices about what breakfast you are going to have on a particular day. But then there will be the more bigger decisions, the big decisions of life, that such as, where will I live? What job or career am I going to do? Who will I marry? Will we have children? And so many other decisions. With every big decision we make will come the inevitability of change. With every big decision you make, the inevitability of change will be soon behind. Change is something that happens for every single one of us. We may not want to admit it, but it does. It's often something we don't particularly like, or not all the time. And it's sometimes things we just know it's a part of life and we have to tolerate. And it's most of the time, although sometimes it's not, most of the time it's hard sometimes to look forward to these moments. The truth is, nothing stays the same forever, even if we want it to. You see, we live in a world that is forever evolving, changing. The potential for change often brings up feelings of uncertainty, fear of something perhaps going wrong, risk. Perhaps we get too comfortable where we are. The feeling of having no control. Perhaps we're forced to do things differently. Insecurities maybe arise. Perhaps we feel not ready or willing to embrace the change that's on its way. Or perhaps we're just the kind of person that when it comes to change, we just get impatient and we just want it over with so that we can get on with life. Now, as much as it's a normal human reaction to feel this way about certain changes we face, God would want us to approach change differently. With so much constantly changing around us in our world and in our circumstances, it can be easy to feel fearful about what is to come. But the Bible reminds us we don't need to fear when change comes along. Why is that? Because everything may change around you, but there's one person and one thing that never changes. God never changes. God never changes. Malachi 3 verse 6 says, I am the Lord and I do not change. God is perfect in all his ways. He doesn't need to change. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. But we are not perfect. We need to change. We need to develop so we can become more like him. There'll be moments when God-given opportunities come our way. There'll be moments perhaps when God tells us that there's certain things within our character that needs to be sharpened, that needs to be changed so that we can become more like him. But we're not left on our own. He wants to lead us and guide us through this so we might grow in our faith and achieve what he has set out for us to do. Do you believe this morning that God has plans and purposes for your life? Because he does. These famous words from Jeremiah 29, 11 and 12 says this, for I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. So whatever comes our way, whatever changes come, we can know that God is still in control and he still has his hand on everything. So last week in our new series called Change, we introduced the idea of a four-stage process that I believe God would encourage us to implement when we're faced with seasons of change. Because as we said, change will always come. So in the first week, we looked at the importance of learning to embrace change, to accept willingly and with enthusiasm these seasons of change. Why? Because God is in control. He has got our best intentions at heart. And change, rather than being a negative thing, which we can often believe, actually gives us opportunity to grow in faith as we are refined in our character to become more like Him. And it stretches, we embrace change, it stretches our faith levels. So in the next three parts that will be done over the next few weeks at different parts, we're going to continue the process today by looking at the importance of prayer and reflection in this season of change. Why is prayer and reflection really important when seasons of change come? Then we're going to be looking at, the next time, we're going to look at reset. What does it mean for us to reset in times of change or before times of change come? And then we're going to look finally at what it means to advance, to move forward. Because once you've made a choice, once you're ready, you've got to advance into that new season. So if you have your Bibles, would you turn with me to Luke chapter 22? Luke 22. And we're going to be looking at verses 39 to 44. A famous passage of scripture that's often read during around the Easter time, around Good Friday time. And this is what it says in Luke 22, verse 39 to 44. Jesus went out as usual to the Mount of Olives, and his disciples followed him. On reaching the place, he said to them, "Pray that you'll not fall into temptation." He withdrew about a stone's throw beyond them, knelt down, and prayed. "Father, if you're willing, take this cup from me. Yet not my will, but your will be done." An angel from heaven appeared to him and strengthened him. And being in anguish, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat was like drops of blood falling to the ground. When he rose from prayer and went back to the disciples, he found them asleep, exhausted from sorrow. "Why are you sleeping?" he asked them. "Get up and pray so you'll not fall into temptation." May God bless his word to our hearts as we continue to dig deeper into what it means in the change process and looking at why it is important that we pray and reflect when seasons of change come our way. How many of you would agree with me this morning that life goes fast? Life goes fast. Gina Malcolm just said their 56th wedding anniversary. Does that feel fast? Life does go fast though, doesn't it? I remember just thinking back, back in childhood, how quickly that seems to have gone. I don't know about you, but once we finished it in school, suddenly things go really, really quickly, and those years suddenly fly by, and now it's about 30 odd years since I was in school, and that's just really strange to me. But we all lead busy lives, don't we? We have jobs to go to, bills to pay, spouses to spend time with, grandkids to spend time with, perhaps kids to bring up, friends to see, places to visit. Always another task to complete. We can be so busy with life that we don't seem to ever really have time to properly reflect and to take stock of what's going on in our lives, but also what's actually going on inside of us through the different seasons of life. Let alone us then being ready for actual seasons of change when they come, because we just seem to be so busy. And the problem with being so busy, and the problem with this kind of mindset is that it can lead us to make decisions sometimes when we don't have all the facts before us. Or perhaps we're not actually in the right mindset, which can lead us to perhaps missed opportunities, or worse, we can make wrong decisions that will affect us and the people around us. Going through periods of change is massive for each of us. Each different change will require a different response. There is no one size fits all when it comes to change. That's why we need to create time and space to reflect. Some examples for you. When an opportunity comes our way to change jobs or to relocate, it's not a question of just saying yes, is it? It's not just a question of saying yes. There's things like family to consider, kids to consider, quality of life, house sales. Will this job provide me with opportunity to move forward in and to progress in my career? When Erica and I sensed that God was calling us to move up north, it wasn't just a question of going, yes, but it was a question of going, God, is this what you want for us? How are the kids going to react? What are we going to need to do to make sure that this works together? It's never just yes. It's always got to be that sense of reflection. Because if we said yes, or if any of us said yes, just because we said it quickly, and we didn't think about it, it could cause issues further down the line. I'm sure we've all made snap decisions that sometimes we end up regretting. If change comes our way in regard to health, we need time to digest it all and get our heads straight. Get all the facts we need, ask the questions, talk to family, and most importantly, get support. If we sense there's a change needed in our character, we need time to assess where we are at and perhaps take some time to talk with some trusted friends to see whether this thing is actually something that needs to be worked upon. The dictionary defines reflection as being the time taken by someone to give serious thought or consideration to something. That's what reflection is. Thinking about it a lot. Serious consideration. But for those of us who are believers in Jesus, as much as what I've said on the reflection side is really important, there's something even more important. As believers, we're called to pray. And in seasons of change, prayer and reflection go hand in hand together. They're really, really important. Really important. Because if we want to respond to change in the right way, if we want to grow in faith, we need to be a people who pray and reflect in equal measure. Psalm 139, verse 23 to 24 says, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." And Galatians 6, 3 to 5 says, "If anyone thinks there's something when they're not, they deceive themselves. Each one should test their own actions. Then they can take pride in themselves alone, without comparing themselves to someone else, for each one should carry their own load." Prayer and reflection. Taking time to pray and reflect in any and every season of change will equip you ready to face the challenge that is coming your way. I know that in this place right now this morning, there are people who are going through, coming up to a season of change. For some of you, you'll be perhaps grasping that going, yes, this is really great. Or perhaps you'll have a bit of a mixture of both, excitement and a little bit of worry. For some of you, you'll be really, your head will be spinning because there'll be stuff going on right now that you really don't understand. But this key this morning is that we take time to reflect and to pray. The greatest example of a person who's willing to pray and reflect over every seasonal change is Jesus. And isn't it good that we can use Jesus as an example to follow? Perfect in all his ways, but went through many seasons of change just like we do. First one example I want to give to you, Jesus prayed and reflected as he spent time in the wilderness. You know, at the beginning of his ministry, he got taken out by the Holy Spirit to the desert for 40 days and 40 nights, he had no food, he fasted. That's time to pray and time to reflect, if there was ever a time. And after that prayer and reflection time, he was then tempted, wasn't he? But he did not give in to any of those temptations. That's Luke 4, if you want to read that at some point. Jesus reflected and prayed over big decisions. One of the big decisions that he had was his choosing of his disciples. He didn't just go, oh, you look good. You look good. You know, you can come and join me. But his closest 12, the 12 people that he would pour into by teaching them, by doing life with them, training them. This is what Luke 6, 12 to 13 says. One of those days, Jesus went out to the mountainside to pray and spent the night praying to God. When the morning came, he called his disciples to him and chose 12 of them, whom he also designated apostles. He prayed, he reflected, and he did. Secondly, Jesus would go away to pray and reflect with his Father, even when there was no change afoot. He learned the importance of taking time away from the busyness of life to just be with his Father. Luke 5:16 says, but Jesus often withdrew to lonely places and prayed. He prayed. He would have reflected as well. And then we come to one of the biggest changes that Jesus faced during his ministry on earth. A change in a season that would not only change his life, but would change everything for everyone for now and into the future. The moment when Jesus would be arrested, put on trial, be found guilty, be beaten within an inch of his life and placed on the cross as a public spectacle, even though he'd done no wrong and then he died, and as we know, he rose again victorious. So our key reading says that Jesus just finished celebrating his final Passover meal with his disciples. He's gone out to Gethsemane to pray and reflect as he battles with what is to come. It's in these final moments that we learn two valuable lessons that we're going to look at for the next few moments. Two valuable lessons that will also help us as it helped him when we face seasons of change. The first thing that we need to learn when it comes to seasons of change and with prayer and reflection is this: the need for us to submit. If you're taking notes, it's the need for us to submit. So when Jesus went to be with his Father in prayer at the Garden of Gethsemane, there must have been a lot of things going through his mind. Can you imagine that for the moment? The pain and the sorrow that he was going under, what was to come. You know, scripture says in the reading we've read that he sweated drops of blood. So this was no ordinary. This was a big, big, stressful moment in his life. Perhaps he was thinking about what he'd accomplished in his ministry so far. And I'm sure naturally, in the human aspect, he was completely scared of what was to come and what he knew that he had to do. We also know from the account that he asked the Father if there was a way out. Verse 42 says, Father, if you're willing, take this cup from me. I love these words because in these moments, Jesus shared his true feelings. And you know what? The Father understood. The Father understood what was going on. The season of change required would change everything forever. It was a big thing. Jesus let the Father know exactly what he was thinking. I wonder, when you come before God in seasons of change, are you too scared to share what you really feel? Because sometimes we might be. Oh, I can't say that to God. You know, he might take offense. Or secondly, What about the times where you do actually tell what you feel to God? You tell Him exactly how you feel, and then you don't give a chance to respond. You don't give God a chance to respond. You just go, lay it out there, and then we just get on with the rest of our day. God wants us to take time to reflect and pray upon these seasons of change. To be honest with Him about how we feel, but then allow God that opportunity to respond. Now, God may not take you out of that season of change, but He will give you the encouragement and walk with you along the way into the next chapter. Change of circumstance is not always easy, is it? It's not always something we want to do. It's easier to stay where we feel comfortable. But here's the thing. The seemingly hard season of change may be the very thing that we need to encounter in order to get to where God wants us to be. I'll say that again. The seemingly hard season of change that have come upon us may be the very thing we need to encounter and walk through in order to get where God wants us to be, in order for us to be shaped more like Himself. What would have happened if the Father had given Jesus a get out? What would have happened? What would have happened? Yes, it would have stopped Jesus' suffering. Yes, He didn't deserve to suffer because He was perfect. But where would that leave you and me? Where would the world be without the Saviour who needed to go through the agony of the cross in order to give the world hope for salvation, freedom and renewed relationship with God? Well, I'll tell you where it would leave us. It would leave us nowhere. It would leave us dead in our sin with no hope. Thank Jesus that He went through it and did what needs to be done. Embrace the season of change, however difficult it would have been. Probably more difficult than we could ever imagine. But you see, what Jesus did was He took the time to pray and reflect before the Father. It gave Jesus the opportunity to say these famous words at the other part of verse 42. Yet not my will, but your will be done. Jesus may have struggled and may not wanted to have done it because He didn't want to die. The change will have led to His death. Maybe it felt more than He could bear. Maybe He thought about leaving His friends and His family behind. But you know what He chose to do? He chose to submit. And that's the key. He chose to submit to the Father and to His ultimate plan. Jesus was able to make the decision to submit to His Father because He cut time out in the business of life and ministry to take time to pray and reflect and to build relationship. As each season of change that comes our way, whether it be a change of job, a relocation, a health diagnosis, a characteristic that needs to be refined, a family to be created or extended, a loss of a loved one, one thing rings true with all circumstances of change. It's the need for us to reflect and pray on our season and submit it to God in all things, knowing that He has our best interests at heart. Why do I know that? Well, Romans 8:28 says, and we know that for those who love God, all things work together for the good of those who are called according to His purpose. And Romans 12:1 in submission says, I appeal to you therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Submission to God is the key to help us through the season of change. God knows what He's doing in your situation right now, in the season that you're about to embark on, or that you're kind of just going into, or even in the middle of. He can be trusted. Secondly and finally, the second thing we can learn from Jesus' experience in this, in the narration that we see in the Garden of Gethsemane, is we see the need for strength. The need that Jesus had for strength, the need that we have for strength to take us through changes. Taking time to be with God, to reflect and pray, gives opportunity for you and I to gain some much needed strength to face new seasons of change. As Jesus was faced with the challenge of the cross before him, he called out to the Father in his prayer and in his anguish. He was sent an angel. Verse 43 of our reading says, an angel from heaven appeared to him and did what? Strengthened him. Strengthened him for what laid ahead. In life, as we said, change is inevitable. And if we want to grow and become the people God has called us to be, then we need to learn to face change head on. But the good news is he doesn't want us to face that on our own. See, none of us go through the season of change without needing some kind of reinforcements. So often we think we can do things in our own strength, but end up failing and wondering how we end up in the position we find ourselves. And then perhaps we say these words, if only I just called out to God, if only I just talked to him about it before I made that decision, before I did what I did. The world may see calling out to God as a weak thing, but if society just took some time to reflect upon life, it would soon become apparent that we all need help from time to time. I certainly do. I'm sure you do as well. If Jesus needed strength in that his greatest season of change, if Esther needed strength to go before the king to petition him for her people, if Elijah needed strength to continue his journey after he destroyed the idols of Baal and had run off and because of fear for his life and ended up in a barren place, and God came and fed him to strengthen him for the next journey, the next season of change, it's pretty obvious that at some point you and I will need the same. We'll need the strength to make the next decision, to go through the next season. The way we get strengthened in times of change is simple. Spending time in God's presence, reading his word, praying and reflecting. Jesus says in Matthew 4 verse 4, man shall not live on bread alone, i.e. physical eating bread, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. You want to get through this next season of change, or whenever the next season of change comes through, you need to spend time in his presence, reading his word, doing what needs to be done. Isaiah 40:29 says these words as well. He gives power to the faint, and to him who has no might, he increases strength. Sometimes he does, but often God doesn't remove us from a season of change. We've already established that's where we grow in our relationship with him. But what he does do is he does promise to walk with us through those seasons. The highs and the lows, the times of uncertainty, and the times of victory. Psalm 23 talks about, doesn't it? And it says, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I feel no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. We often say that in at funeral services, and it's true, but he walks, he doesn't keep us in that season. He walks us through that season to the other side. He's with us, step by step of the way. Are you facing then a time of change right now? Have you taken the time to reflect and pray? Have you allowed God to fill you with his strength for the fight? Because some changes are a fight. Some changes in life are a fight. Some are a welcome new move to somewhere or a new thing, but often there's fights that come in those changes. If you haven't had that opportunity or thought about doing it, then I recommend and would implore you to make it a priority. If you're in a season of change, it's just come. Before you take the next step, go to your Father. Talk with him. Pray with him. Ask him what he thinks. How you should respond. And then do what he says. We all need wisdom and we need guidance in different seasons of life. So in conclusion then, seasons of change happen throughout our lives. Some will be big, others will be small. Some will be welcome, others perhaps not so much. The question is, how will we approach them when they come our way? Rather than trying to run away from change, rather than panicking or jumping in head first, let's be a people who take the time to pray and reflect, being open and honest with God, giving time for him to respond, learning to submit to his ways and allow him to strengthen us for the journey ahead. As much as seasons of change can be a challenge, let's remember it's a great opportunity for us to grow in our faith. Let's pray together, shall we?